So far, I've been covering topics in a book called Performance Under Pressure, and it was written by Dr. Saul Miller, a clinical psychologist who's done sports psychology coaching for the Vancouver Canucks and helped Canadian Olympians to have podium performances. In this segment, I'm going to talk about one of his strategies he calls releasing tension. I described pressure a few weeks ago as a situation where it feels like an important outcome is dependent on your performance. This relates to tension because pressure can cause tension in our bodies. In fact, facing criticism, experiencing the fear of failure, or becoming embarrassed can trigger the contraction reflex. Even our own negative thinking and self-talk can cause us to contract. Thoughts affect our bodies. Great, we have tension. So what is tension and what can we do about it? First off, tension is when we're pushing and squeezing too much. This makes us less effective at what we want to do and less able to enjoy doing it. Going even deeper, tension zaps our awareness, blocks our energy flow, and steals from our control. Now that's what tension is, so here's what to do about it. Dr. Miller says that mind-body control can be taken back by relaxing our bodies. In fact, the root word for relax means loose. So to get loose. This is interesting. Miller says we can learn to have a release reflex. A release reflex is when the experience of tension itself becomes a trigger for us to release locked-in thoughts and let them leave our bodies. Let's make it concrete. If you want, try these exaggerated tension and release exercises. Just squeeze your hands, raise your shoulders, or smile, and hold a tight flex for 5-ish seconds. Feel the sensation of the tension. Then feel it fade away when you relax. You can think to yourself as well, while you're doing this, inhaling energy, exhaling tension. Now I'm going to give you a solid example of how to use the release reflex. Try and visualize this as if this were you while I go through it. Don't go thinking I'm sexist. I wish there was a gender-neutral pronoun that I liked, but there isn't. So I'm going to call this triathlete a he. Okay, here we go. A triathlete gets off his bike and slides on his shoes. He runs out of transition, feeling tension in his lungs and in his shoulders. He experiences himself thinking, don't you dare let him pass you. You can't slow down. Then he stops feeding these thoughts and tunes into his breathing. He goes from outcome to process, what he has to do versus how to get there. Releasing the tension in his shoulders, imagining it flow down his arms, he says to himself, inhaling oxygen energy, exhaling pressurized tension. He focuses on the little oxygen high and the taste of the cold water at the aid station. Then he opens up his stride, breathes deeper, and thinks, I am a well-oiled, efficient machine. He visualizes himself running like Nathan Killam on his treadmill and falls forward into his run, enjoying it more, feeling loose, and having more fun. Tension messes up our natural ability to do well. It clouds our awareness, limits our thoughts, and steals from our performance. By being aware of tension, the release reflex, and tension release exercises, you can perform better and enjoy your sport more. As always, thanks for listening, stay hungry, and keep loose.